The incidence of cholera is said to have stabilized in some parts of the country. According to some medical doctors Radio Ghana spoke to, there are no more new reported cases, while the pressure on medical facilities has reduced. The Volta Regional Director of Health, Dr. Nwete, said the Volta region has seen a reduction in cholera cases, contrary to reports that incidence of the disease has doubled.
Well, the issue is not cases increasing. Cases are actually coming down. For more than 8 days, we've not seen any new cases in the districts where we used to have quite a number of cases. In Ketu South, that is Aflao, in the past 9 days, we have not seen any case. In the Ketu North, in the past 7 days, we have not seen any case. And in Kwanta South, where we were having cases, in the last 5 days, we've seen 3 cases. The challenge, though, has to do with Hohoe, where initially we were not seeing any cases. But within the last 1 week, we have seen 49 cases. And then in Kwanta North, where within the last 3 days, we have seen 5 cases with 1 death. The situation which is worrying to us, though, has to do with the death which occurred in Kwanta North yesterday, where the imam insisted and collected the body for burying and then burial. Against our practice, where somebody dies of cholera, we take possession of the body, be contaminated, and then bury and not release it to the family. This time around yesterday, our foot was reported to me in the presence of the district chief executive, the environmental officers, and the disease control officers. The imam insisted and collected the body, and that is a situation which is unfortunate and is worrying.
What will be accounting for the drop in cases?
When the cases occur, what we do is we try to trace the contact, and then we treat the contact, and we talk to the district chief executive, who also made sure that food vendors were screened. Those who were not screened were screened, and those who refused to be screened, they were prevented from cooking and selling food. And then our disease control officers and health promotion officers went on massive education in the community.
Are you hoping to maintain this
Yeah, sure. They are on the ground. What happened yesterday was really unfortunate, and I want to use this media to call on the chief imam to talk to the imam in Kwanta North, that is Pasha, to desist from such practices, because such practices undermine health activities and it's not in the interest of our population.
That was the Volta Regional Director for Health, Dr. Joseph Nwete. Kwalabu Polyclinic was one of the health facilities in Accra overwhelmed by the number of cases of cholera. The head of the facility, Dr. David Norte, however, said although there is a decline in reported cases, education and safety measures must not be relaxed.
There is a drop, but it is not to the level that we would wish. There is definitely a drop, but it's still raging. There is no further escalation, but it's still reasonably high.
So it means we are not really winning the war against cholera, right?
Oh, once the trend is that it's coming down, then, I mean, it's positive that, we haven't yet arrived.
What do you think can be done to ensure that we totally deal with this cholera case?
Two things. You know, we've got to educate our people, first of all, how to protect themselves from getting the infection. And then secondly, what they should do to keep our environment clean. But more importantly, there should be a concerted effort to tackle issues of sanitation, you know, with all seriousness.
You would say that education has helped.
Yeah, education is very, very important. And you see, you don't also have to depend too much on the goodwill of people. Every nation applies the cane and carrot system, but of course you've got to give them alternate. You know, once you've provided, you know, dustbins, you collect the rubbish, Red Valley, you've told them where to dump their rubbish and so on. Then you have the moral right to sanction those who go contrary to what we've all agreed to.
If we've seen a decline, then it means that the pressure on the hospitals have eased a bit.
That one is true.
Okay.
That is true. But when it comes to inputs and all that, I mean, we are fairly resourced, fairly well resourced. Yeah.
Dr. David Norte is the head of Kwalabu Polyclinic.
Still on health.